There's a new form of ghosting that's taking over. Let's talk about it.
Hey there, podcast listeners. So this audio is actually being ripped from our YouTube video. So please ignore it if I say some YouTube-y or otherwise irrelevant stuff. But when I do say to subscribe in this audio, just take it as subscribing or following us on any platform that you are listening. Thanks. Now enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be talking all about the act of breadcrumbing. Before we dive into what that is, examples, tips, etc., you should definitely make sure to check out our free online dating opener formula. So this is going to actually triple your response rate on any dating apps or dating sites. And if you want to hopefully avoid getting breadcrumbing and start off your online relationships on a good foot, make sure to check out our free opener formula, going to be linked above me and in the description down below. Also, be sure to check out our free online dating app quiz. This is going to pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. It's quick, fun, easy, and totally free, so do not forget to check that out. It's going to be linked above me and in the description down below. Okay, so breadcrumbing, what is this? So we've all probably heard about ghosting, and that is sort of what breadcrumbing is. It's a type of ghosting. So when you ghost somebody, you just disappear off the face of the earth. You ghost, you are a spirit in the wind, and all of a sudden you are just gone. No communication. Breadcrumbing is sort of like that, but different, because you leave breadcrumbs of attention to keep someone interested in you, but you're not really interested in them, and you're ghosting in a more severe way, possibly. So when you are being breadcrumbed, maybe that person is liking your posts on social media or watching your stories, but they're not replying to you, they're not really connecting with you. They are basically leading you on without the intention of ever having anything really to do with you, but they want to keep you in their orbit for whatever reason. Maybe they might be interested in you eventually one day. Maybe they like the idea that you are still invested in them, keeping you for a rainy day in case they want a date last minute, or whatever the reason may be. They are leading you on. They might reach out with some examples of what an authentic connection could be like with them without the intention of ever actually having that. Let's go over some examples of how people are commonly breadcrumbed. Number one, texting, emailing, or DMing every so often, but not responding to requests to spend time together. Commenting on social media posts, but not engaging in direct communication. Being attentive and flirty in person, but not making a move to hang out again. Sending memes or TikToks via text or social media with no other communication. Texting frequently, but not really getting to know each other. Making ambiguous plans with you that never seem to pan out. One day they seem totally into you, and the next they can't be found. When you question their relationship, they make you feel guilty or responsible for any problems. Before we dive into the reasons why people do this, make sure to like and subscribe if you're enjoying this video so far. So when you give our videos a thumbs up, that really helps us out because that shows YouTube that people are enjoying our content. So then YouTube pushes our videos out for more people to see. So we would really appreciate your thumbs up and your subscriptions. Now let's talk about it. Why do people breadcrumb? So they do this for a variety of reasons. One reason is that they don't want to commit, or they are afraid of commitment. So they might want to have you sort of in their orbit. Maybe they want something super casual with you, but they do not in any way want to commit. And they might like you a little bit. They might like having attention from you or giving attention to you, but only in small increments because they don't want commitment even on the smallest level. Maybe they think that one day they could want to commit, but not at this moment. And so they're sort of hoping that you'll stick around for when that time may or may not come in the future for them. The second reason why people might be breadcrumbing is because they don't want to invest the time or energy that it would take to have a full-on relationship of any sort. Dating in and of itself is a form of investment of time, energy, and commitment on some level, and that person may not want or be able to give that at this moment. They could also possibly be wanting you to do all of the legwork here. They don't really want to put in effort, and they're hoping that you will do all of the dirty work for them. You know what doesn't take so much time and energy, though, is getting your perfect first message figured out completely for you. That is what's going to happen if you check out our free dating opener formula. So this is going to triple your response rate on any dating site or dating app, and you don't have to worry about sending out those pesky first messages. We'll have it all figured out for you. So don't forget to download the free online dating opener formula that's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. The next reason people breadcrumb is because they are not prioritizing a relationship or even dating. Maybe they just don't want to date or have a relationship at all at this moment for whatever reason, so they don't care about making anything happen between you and them because They're not interested in it. Maybe they see any possible connections made with somebody as a bonus to their life, but it's not the end all be all for them. They have other things they're worrying about and they just don't care about romantic connections at this point. People might breadcrumb because they're dating multiple people. So maybe they are seeing a bunch of people and they want to keep all of them invested in them. Meanwhile, they're not putting, you know, a lot of effort into one individual person. They're putting a little bit of effort into multiple people. Another reason why people breadcrumb is because they use it to boost their own self-esteem. So sometimes breadcrumbers, they really just like that dopamine hit. They want to know that they are wanted. They like to string people along because it makes them feel in control, makes them feel desired. And so they like the fact that you are hanging on every message that they send you, hoping that, you know, they'll send you more. They like that you are hooked on them. They like that it takes the minimal effort to get maximum reward of, you know, attention and praise. Question of the day. What do you think is worse, being breadcrumbed or being ghosted? Which would you prefer, I guess, if you had to choose one? Which have you been through? Which have you done? Leave your anecdotes, stories, opinions, everything down in the comments down below. We'd love to hear from you. Alright, now let's talk about what are some tips that you can apply to use if you don't want to be breadcrumbed, if you want it to stop happening. So let's get started with the first tip, which is to know your worth. So recognize what you would like out of a relationship with somebody, what you don't want, what you do and don't deserve, and realize that you are better than being treated in a bad way. You don't deserve to be treated in a negative way that makes you feel upset, that makes you feel less than, that makes you feel unworthy of someone's love, because you're not unworthy of anyone's love. So you have to know, you know, I am worth more than this, and I don't deserve this. And realize that if someone's only going to breadcrumb you, they are not worth your time. The next tip is to be direct. If someone's breadcrumbing you and you are sick of it, and maybe you don't want to ghost them or write them off completely, you could give them a chance to change their ways by being direct. By saying, hey, I realize that you're doing this, I'm not really vibing it, I would like more from this connection, or I would just like you to leave me alone. If you're not into me, you can be totally direct and see what happens. Maybe this person would even respect you more because no one has called them out before. And once you're upfront about what's happening, you're putting words to it, you're acknowledging it, and you're saying, hey, I don't want this, there could be a chance for things to change. And if you don't say it, maybe it'll just continue forever. So let there be a chance for change, or just, you know, be like, hey, I acknowledge that you were doing this and you need to acknowledge that you're doing this. It's wrong. It leads us to the next tip, which is to push back. So you don't have to accept this and you shouldn't. So you should be direct again, like I just said in the last tip about what you want, but you should also push back against their treating you wrongly, right? Because you can say to them, look, I want something more than what this breadcrumbing is. And then you can push back if they try to defend themselves for it, if they try to justify it in superfluous ways. You can say, no, you are treating me wrong and I don't want it. If you decide to be direct with them, like we talked about in our last tip, and they decide to be defensive, to make you feel guilty as if their bad behavior is your fault, things like that, push back against it. Say, no, you're wrong, and that's not happening anymore. The fourth tip is to decide what you want. So, is this something you're really willing to put up with? You know, pursuing this person worth the hurt that they're putting you through, worth the stress, the time lost on this person who's not treating you right? Decide what's worth it for you and what's not. I would recommend if someone's breadcrumbing you and you have talked it out in a healthy way, the most healthy way you can possible, you know, brought it up to them, pushed back against their behavior, stood your ground, and it's still continuing, I would say, you know, it might not be worth your time. But yeah, definitely know what you want. Because if you actually want a relationship with somebody, then don't compromise for breadcrumbing. Conversely, if you don't actually want a relationship with them, then maybe this is just something that is bound to happen. If neither of you are willing to commit, then something less committal is going to happen. But if you do want more, then, you know, be true to yourself, know what you want, and know what you don't want. Some different ways to sort of avoid the breadcrumbing is to actually suggest a date. So if you feel like you suspect you've been breadcrumbed recently and you kind of want more, you can try to break out of that by actually taking action and being like, hey, would you like to meet up at this day this time? And if they keep saying no, keep denying the dates, ignoring you, etc., then that is, you know, really an answer. That's all the answer you need if they're saying no all the time. But you can try to break this process yourself by actually suggesting some form of action. So if you feel like they're not really being very committal to you, they're being wishy-washy, breadcrumbing, etc., and you set an actual date to meet them and sort of end this process and it doesn't come to fruition, then that's sort of the answer that you need. But that can be a good first step. Maybe Maybe some people are breadcrumbing because they're nervous to show that they're investing more into you. Maybe it can be some sort of defense mechanism, but if you actually bring up a date and you show your interest in a more forward way, that could possibly break the cycle. So it could be worth your shot. The next step is to change up the way that you reply. So if you are always following their lead and you're sort of taking the bait every time they message you, maybe stop doing that. If they only message you here or there, if they're not responding to your other messages, if they maybe only comment on your stories, if you're looking really good in that story or something like on Instagram, you can choose not to reply to them. If they don't reply to you half the time or more, why should you reply to them? You should switch up the way that you reply so that they know you're not just gonna sit around and wait for them and just wait for any comment they wanna give you. Meanwhile, they're ignoring you half the time. If they only message you really late at night or like at 1:30 in the morning or something, maybe just don't reply till the next day when you get up, sometime during the day. When you stop humoring these negative things that they're doing, eventually they'll stop doing them, most likely. The next tip we have for you is to accept this for what it is. So if you are being breadcrumbed and you have done all the things to try to fix, you know, the situation, you've tried being direct with them, you know what you want, you've told them in a respectful way, in a nice way, you've maybe set a date to hang out with them, you've switched up your reply cycle, you've done like everything and it's still happening, you know, it's time to accept it for what it is and not just keep hoping for something that's really not going to happen. So it really sucks and it's unfortunate to hear, and you don't want to accept that it's happening, but sometimes you just have to let go and realize this person is treating me badly, and it's a reflection of them, not me. And the final tip we have for you is to say goodbye to them. If they're not treating you right, if they're breadcrumbing you, if they don't want more with you, but you would like more with them, it's time to cut it off. Stop humoring it. I mean, there's a certain amount of time where maybe you could hope for some change, but really, if it's not changing, if it's not happening, it's time to cut them loose, move on, find someone who treats you better. So the next time that they message you out of nowhere saying, hey, thinking of you, or you look good in this picture, or whatever, maybe just ignore them or block them and find someone who will actually treat you right. But that's going to just about wrap up this video. I hope that you enjoyed it. Hope it was helpful for you. Do not forget to check out our free online dating opener formula that's going to triple your response rate from your first messages on a host of different dating sites and dating apps. The link to that's going to be above me and found in the description down below. While you're at it, do not forget to check out our online dating app quiz, which is going to pair you with your perfect site or app, and it's free, fun, easy, all of the above, so don't forget to click that. It's going to be linked above me and in the description down below. This will pair you with your perfect online dating site, and, you know, why spend time on ones that aren't meant for you, you know? Also, do not forget to check out some of our other videos popping up on either side of me. Don't forget to also answer the question of the day. What's worse, breadcrumbing or ghosting? Have either of them happened to you? Have you been the culprit doing that to somebody else? Leave your comments, your anecdotes, stories, questions, everything down below in the comments. We'd love to hear from you. But thank you so much for watching this video. I hope that you enjoyed it. Please leave a like if you liked it and subscribe if you loved it. And hopefully we'll see you here again at Online for Love. Thanks, bye!